Ugh, I'm annoyed. I just left the mall here in New Jersey, and I bought a shirt from a store called Express. It was like $30 at least. It was not a cheap shirt. It was for work. I usually shop at Express because most of their stuff seems to last like 5 or 6 years, so I can, you know, buy something for work and be confident that I'm not going to have to be shopping in 6 months for something again. So this one particular shirt that I had bought, they don't sell it anymore, but I'd only worn it like a few times and it developed a hole in the fabric. It had like some kind of fabric defect in it that just caused the fabric to disintegrate for no reason, which is really bizarre because their stuff normally doesn't do this. So I go ahead and I email their customer service, and their customer service says, "Holy crap, yeah, we'll take that back. You know, we stand by our quality. We want your business. You shop here a lot. Cool, yeah, just bring it back to a store and we'll take care of it for you. You can either return it for store credit, or you can return it for, you know, you can just return the thing and get your money back." And then I was like, "Well, you guys, actually, this is one time I actually didn't keep the receipt. Normally I do. And so I don't remember exactly how much it costs. Yeah, it cost, I know it was at least $30, but I don't remember, you know." And they said, "Oh, no worries, you don't need a receipt. Just bring it in and our sales associates will help you." And I'm like, alrighty. So then I decide that, you know, I plan for idiocy. So I printed out the email conversation with their customer service just to be sure that, you know, we were all on the same page, because I know, you know, if they probably get people in there that try to do crazy stuff like return more and horrible things that they've destroyed. So I just wanted to, you know, anticipate any questions. So I come in, I give the guy the shirt and the email, and I explain my situation, and he tells me he can't take it back. He says he doesn't care what their online customer service says, he can't take it back because they don't have this shirt in stock anymore. And I'm like, wait, I have, anyway, he's like, "Well, do you have a receipt?" And I'm like, "Well, the email I have here, it says that you can return, they want me to return it without a receipt because of your quality guarantee." And the guy's like, "Well, you don't have a receipt." And I'm like, but, did you read the email? You know, and I was like being really quiet and nice, and I probably should have been a little more assertive, but I just learned that, you know, yelling and screaming never gets you anywhere. So, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, you can't take it back. I'm like, but so wait, your customer service says that, you know, I should bring it back, and now you're saying that you can't take it back. Like, what's the story? And he's like, well, maybe I can give you $4.99 for it. I'm like, $4.99? $4.99? He's like, yeah, well, you know, we don't sell it anymore. I'm like, huh? And then he gets sarcastic with me, like, he's sure I can find something for $4.99 on the sale rack. So I just was like, you know, whatever. And I just told him, I was like, I'll email your customer service back and let them know that you guys didn't want to help me. You know, it's fine. See you later. And he's like, whatever. You know, I just don't understand this. Like, I'm so pissed off right now. You know, why, you know, that people over little things like this. Like, I understand, like, there was somebody who brought in I heard a story from somebody, a friend of mine that worked at the body shop, where somebody brought in a used up loofah sponge that had obviously been very used up and wanted to return it. And that's ridiculous. But, you know, we're talking, the shirt is not an old shirt. It's, I had authorization from their customer service, and the guy still is, you know, just wants to be a douchebag for no reason. I don't understand it. I really don't, you know? So I'm pissed. What I did is I just emailed the customer service back and I told them the story. And so now I'm going to see what the customer service does. I mean, I wouldn't have even been here if customer service hadn't told me to go into the store. And I feel like I just wasted a lot of time. Wasted a lot of time. Story of today.